Rembrandt was the most self-critical artist I've ever encountered. And one of the ways we see his self-criticism at work is that he often works on a subject and then comes back to it at a later date and redoes it, completely rethinking it. Rembrandt painted a number of portraits, if you will, of saints late in his life. We're very fortunate to have in this exhibition two paintings of Saint Bartholomew. One of these is from 1657, the other one from 1651. The broadly painted picture from 1657 from the Timken Museum shows St. Bartholomew almost as an athlete of Christ. He has a vigorous pose. He's leaning forward. He's a little aggressive. He shows us the instrument of his martyrdom very prominently. That instrument is a knife. St. Bartholomew was flayed alive. Rembrandt doesn't show us that grisly moment as you see in many Italian Baroque pictures. Instead, he wants us to see men who are willing to give their all for Christ, but were not victims. These are strong men. And so we see this forcible character sitting there, leaning forward at us, very broadly painted. And look at the knife. Look at those big, broad brushstrokes as Rembrandt is slashing almost with a knife as he's painting them.
There's still more to explore about St. Bartholomew from the Getty. Press the green button. Press the red button to hear about how and why Rembrandt painted historical figures as portraits.